Start with me to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 5. Starting a new section on our redemption, Lord's Day 5. Please respond to the questions. Lord's Day 5. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and be again received into favor? God wills that his justice be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. Can we ourselves make this satisfaction? Certainly not. On the contrary, we daily increase our debt. Can any mere creature make satisfaction for us? Further, no mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin and redeem others from it. What kind of mediator and redeemer then must we seek? One who is true and righteous man, and yet more powerful than all creatures, that is, one who is also true God. If you ever read the book of Genesis, you know that it's full of broken family, screwed up histories. And yet, in the midst of all of these broken families, God displays his grace and his promises. And one of them is revealed to Jacob. Jacob, that's a role model for you. Named meaning to cheat. And he literally cheated and stole the birthright of his brother Esau. And you'll remember that as a result, Esau wanted to kill him. There's no refund for birthrights. Once they're given for the rest of your life. And so he was cheated out of that. And so he wanted revenge. And so Jacob runs as fast as he could, as far as he could from his brother. Finally, when the sun sets, he starts to get tired and finds a nice comfortable rock, like we all do, find a comfortable rock to sleep on, or maybe you like hard mattresses, but anyways, so he finds a rock, he sleeps on it, and then he dreams about a staircase that goes all the way up to heaven, and then he sees angels coming down the staircase, and he sees angels coming up the staircase upon God. And then he hears the voice of God saying, "I am going to make your descendants, going to make your seed spread further than the dust of the earth. They're going to spread all over the earth because I am the God of your father Abraham and of your father Isaac. I am a covenant-keeping God. Let this picture assure you that my redemption is coming." And so Jacob was overjoyed by this. He felt God's presence after that. And he, set that place apart with with an offering and called it Bethel, the house of God. Well, many more generations passed, and here comes this carpenter from Nazareth, and John the Baptist recognizes him and immediately says, "Here comes the Lamb of God, behold, who takes away the sin of the world." So he gets baptized, he gets anointed by the Holy Spirit. And then you notice in John 1, where Jesus turns to not Nathaniel, his brother. Nathaniel's brother. I'm sorry, it's escaping me right now. But he says, "Follow me. Follow me." And so his brother goes to Nathaniel and says, "I found the Messiah, the one that Moses spoke about." The one that Moses spoke about, and Nathanael's, well, what comes good out of Nazareth, and then the brother says, "Come and see." Those are evangelism words. "Come and see the Lord Jesus Christ." And so they came, and Jesus saw Nathanael, And he says, behold, an Israelite that is not deceived. And Nathanael's looking around like, how do you know who I am? And then Jesus says to him, I saw you before your brother called you out under the fig tree. And his mind was blown by his divine knowledge. He says, he immediately said, this is the Messiah. This is him. And Jesus kind of chuckles, saying, you're amazed at that? Greater things will you see. You will see heaven open, the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, why are the angels descending and ascending? Because the angels are worshiping the Messiah, the Son of God, for what he is going to do to open the gates of heaven. Now, how do we get to the gates of heaven? We needed a Messiah that comes from heaven all the way down to earth. You see, we couldn't come to God. We were separated from God by our sin. God needed to come to us. And so we needed God to come and also take the eternal punishment that we deserved. But we also needed a ladder, a staircase that went from the earth to heaven. We needed our Savior to be fully man, because if God just came in and in all of his glory, we would all be judged and there will be no salvation. God needed to become man to perfectly represent us, to perfectly take upon our sin, but also to perfectly walk the path of righteousness that we could never walk because of our sin problem. We needed a Savior that came from heaven, but also who was fully man. And so this is a marvelous picture of our redemption that God illustrated to Jacob all those years ago, then finally in full blossom in the gospel, that we have a Savior, a staircase that goes from heaven to earth and earth to heaven. So let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 5 with that.